I think absolutely. I mean, we know that the key individual behind the Yatai IHG actually led a large criminal gang. He's involved in criminal activities in the Philippines and in Cambodia. Many of the people who were connected with that original project are still at large. So, I mean, there is something of a question, you know, is there the intention on the part of authorities to really go after all of these individuals that were involved, to take down the whole gang, to really deal with these issues systematically? Or is it going to stop with, you know, kind of the capture of this individual? Clearly, the military is a key beneficiary of a lot of this malign activity. The Myanmar military, which relies on this border guard force for strategic support, for military support. And of course, one of the key reasons that the border guard force is providing this support is because it's able to access such large amounts of revenue from these criminal stakeholders. So I think there's a very serious situation that's present kind of in this area.